You know, we'd love to have him here, but the commissioner has been very clear that, you know, since day one, this has not been a political effort on their end. And, you know, they certainly didn't want to be seen in the light of a political celebration. That's not why they've done this. They haven't done it for the money. They haven't done it for the politics of it. They've purely done it for the wildlife management aspect of managing Maine's bear population. And because of that, you know, they thought it was appropriate that they weren't here tonight. So we certainly miss having them around. They've been a great asset to our campaign. But at the end of the day, you know, that's where the cards fell.
Couldn't you say they were absolutely instrumental to this campaign? It was a little bit different the last time around. The governor at that time, Governor Baldacci, wanted them to take more of a neutral stance. This time, they were front and center.
I would certainly say that in 2004, they were very supportive as well of the position to oppose a referendum. But no doubt about it, we couldn't have been in the position that we're in without them. And that's the convenience that's created from a public agency taking a position on something, and that could be a campaign on any issue. But at the end of the day, you know, it was convenient that their position was the same as ours, and we wanted to make sure that we supported them every step of the way, and certainly they've been a tremendous asset of ours.
James, it looks like you're going to win this for a second time in 10 years. What do you expect other states might do after this? Is this going to be like, wow, Maine's going to be sort of a litmus test for where the Humane Society or other groups might try to limit this elsewhere?
Yeah, I think what we've seen on our part is kind of a new camaraderie that's been built amongst states and a lot of the sporting organizations in those states. I certainly think that other states are viewing Maine as a bellwether for these issues. The Humane Society hadn't brought a ballot initiative in a long time, and all of a sudden, you know, the first in 10 years pops up back in Maine. I think trying to create a beachhead here for these types of issues in the future. So I think a lot of states are looking to us, and hunters across the country are looking to us to see which way Maine's going to go tonight. And I think what we've done here is built a model for other states to go on and be able to defend their hunting heritage, their local economies, their wildlife management.
What's the strategy, if you can share it? What is it that works?
Our strategy has been twofold. One is to be very aggressive on fundraising because the opponents, or proponents, I should say, have outspent us tremendously in this campaign. We knew we needed to be prepared for that. The second prong of the strategy, and probably more important, is that we were able to support our Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. We were able to support our experts, be on the same page with them. And because of that, I think we were able to educate the public about the scientific components of wildlife management rather than just proposing or presenting arguments about the emotions over hunting, which could very easily be done in a campaign like this.